Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you missed too, also, that thank you to our partners and sponsors, because we together, you know, stand up for Israel, and we're not going to be silent. As you can see, if you go to the VFN Torah and see, you can see the entire segment where we talked about Kristallnacht and what happened, you know, 76 years ago, November 9th and 10th, but also the fact that we together, you know, with Crystal Zebra, you know, presented a one of the most expensive crystals that we could find, crystal glass that we could find, that was engraved on it that says that we're going to stand with you. We're not going to be silent. So we just want to let all of our Jewish friends know, let Avi Mizrahi and all that know in Israel that we're standing and we're not going to be silent. And we just stand with you.
That's
but
right.
Understand, when you see VFN TV and the daily radio program doing that, that's us together doing that. So when you partner with, financially and prayerfully, with us, your business becomes a sponsor, or you personally sponsor any level whatsoever, you made that happen. So we were standing. So when they see, and it was engraved, as you can see on there, it says VFN TV Daily Radio Program stands with you, and it has, you know, Pat's face, and John has like a beard thing going on.
Something going on there.
We should have told him to put hair on.
See?
That would have been but they know that that's you. That is actually you. We're making this public stand, and we've always felt that way ever since God, you know, my call came from this season that I'm walking in Tiberias on the side of the Galilee in Israel. And, you know, I didn't fully understand what was going on, but I knew that he had called me. And it's the epicenter. Israel and Jerusalem is like the epicenter of what God's doing. And right now the epicenter is being shaken. Our current president is instigating things, and his cabinet or people report, allegedly are saying things that are agitating things. Why Israel, at its widest point, is like 60 miles wide right now, that they have to stay on tip the top of things, or they'll be pushed into the sea. That's what this adversary was to do. Yeah. This Arab League, and Erdogan, the president of Turkey, got in office based on his hatred towards Jews, towards Israel. And the word is anti-Semitism, but most people don't even understand what that means, because they hate a race because they're racist towards Jews. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. If you hate somebody because they're a race, then you're racist. Is that right?
That's right.
And so he got in office by saying, I am racist towards Jews. This is Turkey. Well, Turkey prophetically is going to have this Ottoman aura about it, you know, in these coming days, and is already starting to have it. It's taken this. Things you thought would never take such leadership roles.
Exactly.
Like, how did that happen overnight? I mean, in 6 years, this whole thing shifted. And our president sent Erdogan, who is based on what's being reported about what he ran on to be in office to be the president of Turkey, is the racism aspect of it. Our president sent this man and his country the Iron Curtain protection. So Israel had the Iron Curtain protection, because they want to destroy Israel. You know, they want to push them into the sea. They got songs they sing, they teach in school, you know. I'm talking about radical Islam is what's being taught in many of the religious temples.
Madrasas.
Yeah, madrasas and all. And they're just specifically saying it. And what you just saw this week, and we had on there, the president of the Palestinians, you know, saying, you know, this is a knife uprising, you know, coming against them. But we just sent, so then if in fact, then the president of Turkey is racist towards Israel, in other words, they hate Israel just because they're Israel. They're not, I mean, the fact that they're loving on folks, they're helping people around the world, they're a blessing to so many people around the nation. They're so kind that the people that attack them, they take them to their hospitals and bandage, every all that stuff that we talked about them. But they just hate them because they're Jews. That's racism. Well, we just sent this racist nation an Iron Curtain to protect themselves. And it's like, they don't need protection. Well, who needed protection was the one who they were being racist towards. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like the Ku Klux Klan. We sent them some Iron Curtain type thing to be able to protect them. And it's like, you don't need to protect that Ku Klux Klan. That's evil. that's racism. And it's like, what are we doing? That's anti-Semitism. And so you're seeing stuff like that right now. You're just shocked at what's going on. But when we're seeing like, okay, what do we need to do? Well, we need to stand up and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Some money needs to leave your pocket in the eyes of God that you're saying, I stand with Israel. Because wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. If 91%, if what is it? What percentage of it? Is it 71? Oh, it's 93%. 93%, 97%, according to George Barna, of the regular church attenders don't even give God a tithe, the tithe that is his and offerings. You know that America is not the church. Now, we're talking about people who are not, we're talking about people who make Jesus, who said that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their life. They're not, you know, they're not sending anything. But if, by you standing with VFN TV and the daily radio program, I'm telling you that as long as the Lord gives us the grace to stand and to do what we're doing, you're standing with Israel. And so by sponsoring and partnering, you're going to see a difference. God's going to bless your business. God's going to bless you. He's going to give you clarity. You bless Israel, he'll bless you. You curse Israel, don't stand with Israel, then God doesn't stand with you. It boils down to that. And so, and one of the things we also talked about in a previous program is when God wants to discipline a nation. No, actually, this is available to our partners. This is only available to partners. I'll just give you a piece of it. I mean, I'll tell you everything, but it's like 3 hours. Yeah. You just get as a partner about a review of what's taking place at the Harvest Summit that's in available for all of our partners there. It's just an area that's available. It's called the specials. Like I said, in the specials areas, the green room, and all the teachings and all that stuff. That we just appreciate you, and we just want to make all that available to our partners there. But when God wants to discipline a nation, he turns that nation against Israel. When he wants to discipline a nation, he turns against Israel. So we can actually say, Washington's our problem. Or we could say, no, we've did something in our walk before God that's not right. God put leaders over us that turned against Israel. Or we can say, no, this 530 people in Washington, D.C. is pushing this 325 million people around. Oh. Which is like, come on. I mean, it's like, oh, that means this. Then if my people who are called by my name, if we'll just go, if we'll humble ourselves and say, God, you know, I don't know what I was doing, and I'm not going to blame my sin on anyone. I'm not going to say because somebody preached a bad message or somebody led me wrong. It's my sin. I own it. God, forgive me. And I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want to come back to you or come to you and then become his disciple and just follow him. Then that's repentance. Repentance is not saying we're sorry. You know, for many years in law enforcement, one of the frustrating things was when, you know, drunk people wanted to explain everything. You know, let me explain stuff. And it's like, this is like my 5,000th conversation. I would give you more time, but it's like, I just can't hear another, you know, just give me a minute. Anyway, so, so they would say, hey, give, you know, if you drink a cup of coffee, then you can drive and you won't be DUI because the coffee will sober you up. Hmm. And what you do is you have a wide awake drunk. And so many people, you know, have a religious experience like a cup of coffee, and they think they did what's right before God. But what you have is somebody who were moved. They may have been even emotional, but they still are drunk in their sin. They're still in their sin. They didn't repent. They didn't leave their life of sin. And so understanding that it was only a myth to the drunk who said, I can drive home because no matter how much I drink, no matter how much sin that I'm in, I could just run down to the church, call some prayer line somewhere. I can go to my prayer closet and say, Jesus, forgive me. And what that really is like a drunk drinking a cup of coffee. It makes you feel better for a moment, but you're still as impaired as you were when you get behind the wheel, because when the officer pulls you over, he's going to give you a sobriety test. You know, he or she's going to say, breathe in this. Guess what? The coffee is not going to stop the reality of the alcohol that's in your lungs. They're going to say, touch your nose. The coffee's not going to help you touch your nose the way it's supposed to be. He's going to say, walk the line. The coffee's not going to help you walk the line. And let me tell you something. When you stand before the throne of God, those religious experiences that make you feel good for a moment, but you stay in your sin, it's not going to help you pass the test. You need to test yourself to see if you're in the faith. And it's time to say, you know what? And repentance is this. Jesus, you're the Lord of my life. I'm going to go to VFNTV.com to be able to get Multiply Movement. And I'm going to begin the simple discipleship. If you can't read, you can listen. If you can't listen, you can watch. And you take this journey, you'll be surprised. how simple it is to be able to follow this awesome God through the empowerment of what he's done on the cross of Christ through his Spirit. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.